This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. On the same day, Governor Rick Perry signed a bill into law that is a rather tepid set of restrictions on abortion, Nancy Pelosi took off into another set of crass comments on the abortion issue, berating state legislatures for passing such bills. She now says Republicans need to go back and learn the lessons of Sex Ed 101. Planned Parenthood of Houston announced it would close three Planned Parenthood abortion businesses, including one that once had been operated by pro-life convert Abby Johnson. The modest health and safety standards imposed by the new law were apparently too much for the abortion business to bear, and the announcement is timed to have its biggest PR effect. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found, lives restored, a sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 1 year ago, Tanya Reeves was ignored for over 5 hours after a botched abortion, and she bled to death. Justice for Tanya is a campaign that has been launched trying to hold the abortion business accountable for what began as inattention, quickly became abandonment, and ended with a woman dead and her older 1-year-old child without a mother. In those 5 hours, the Chicago Planned Parenthood never called 911. Tanya Reeves was 24. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.